When I was growing up, the season of Lent was all about giving up. I tried to give up asparagus one year, but my mother didn't think that was a very, very worthwhile thing to give up. I don't know why. But when we look at the gospel reading today, I wonder if that's missing the point of the season of Lent. We have in the gospel from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus invoking the traditional Jewish spiritual practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so we, every Ash Wednesday, tell this story to remind us that these are the three foundational spiritual principles which are going to be characteristic of the season of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And there isn't much about giving up in those three things. I think what they're really about is getting in touch. Prayer is really getting in touch with God. And so during this season of Lent, it seems that we are being invited to get in touch with God, to find some way of celebrating God's closeness to us, God's desire to communicate with us. Almsgiving is really about being in touch with your neighbor, particularly your neighbor who is hurting, your neighbor who is in need, your neighbor who is suffering in some way. And so Lent then has a lot to do with making those human connections, being in touch with all of those our brothers and sisters who are hurting out there. And fasting, actually, I think, is really about getting in touch with yourself. It's about learning what really motivates me, what really drives me. Am I being pushed about by these compulsions that I have? Or can I take a step back from them and genuinely make decisions about how I want to live and what I want to do, instead of just being pushed along by my desires? So this, I think, is really what the season of Lent is inviting us to do. Not so much to give up chocolate or asparagus. You could give up asparagus if you wanted to. But it's really about finding some way of touching the presence of God in our life, touching our neighbors, and being in touch with what's going on in ourselves. And I think if we can do that, whatever spiritual practices we come up during these 40 days, if we can use those practices to help us touch God, neighbor, and self, then I think on Easter Sunday, we'll feel that touch of God's grace and peace and joy in our own hearts. Amen.